Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Everybody I run into has stories about family they got that work in nursing homes, or folks that got nursing homes, and now they're trying to make everybody take the shots. And how most people just warehouse their family. They don't even care what happens to them. So they just find out, hey, mom's having a convulsion or mom's dead. But some people actually take care of their family when they're in a nursing home and watch over them. And they're saying, oh, you're not getting the vaccine. And then the nursing homes are pressuring people. Oh, you're in an at-risk group. But the British government's advisory board said it's killing them at high rates. Don't take it. And it doesn't protect you. So we can open the phones up tomorrow for 3-4 hours and just take calls from nursing home workers. And you're not going to hear them calling them with good stories, folks. This is meant to just be this big evil that's out in the open, and we all just accept it. Because the left's all been about, oh, let's kill old people at 75. Ezekiel Emanuel that helped write Obamacare. Oh, let's not give them health care, Bill Gates said. On and on and on. They're not valuable. Oh, and little kids aren't valuable, and you're not valuable, and you're not essential. All of you are not essential. When you decide somebody else isn't essential, you've just made yourself essential. This is so damn predatory. Carl in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead. Then Michael.
Sir. Yes, sir, Alex. I'd like to just say, I would like to say that this is a chimera genocide. As in, you know, it's just a combination of medical and also, you know, racial. They're trying to spark a racial war. You know, now they're basically spitting rhetoric that's going to have people on the streets once again, you know. The white knockout game, you know, knocking white people out on the streets and basically just pitting us against each other. And I think it's too multifaceted to just put it into one word. So,
well, that's right. There is an epidemic of white people in Europe and the U.S. and Canada being pushed by black people into oncoming trains. And it's a form of execution, and the knockout game's killing a lot of people. And it is racial. And it's because the average black person that does that, not the average black person, the average person that does it, looks at the TV and believes there's an epidemic of blacks being killed by police, even though the rarest way for a black man to die in the Western world is by cops. There's about 14 a year that get killed by cops in a questionable situation, maybe 200 that get killed, period. I mean, that. Oh, but 2,000 blacks kill 2,000, you know, blacks every year in Chicago. Nobody cares. So, yeah, it's very sick. And you're right. The whole thing is a destabilization campaign. They're hitting us at every angle, locking us down, telling us we're not essential. Massive increases in suicide, drug use, all of it increasing.
Absolutely. And it seems to be only increasing. And, you know, Big Pharma's been at it for years. My Uncle Dennis did 5 years in Vietnam, 3.5 escape POW, 2-time Purple Heart winner, and stated to me, do not join the military because the reason why I was over there no matter what you were told, was to collect their opium because Big Pharma needed their opiates. That's the reason why they were there.
Absolutely. I had a family member who was a great guy, and he was running operations, covert operations into Cambodia and Laos. And then when the CIA got caught shipping in massive amounts of opium, he just in one little case, he took the fall for him, and he didn't even get in trouble once he did that. Then they promoted him, and he was in Iran-Contra high level after that. And they told me the exact same thing. I remember him, he would never tell me the secret stuff. He just said, listen, at the end of the day, it's about children. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, it's about children, little children, orphanages in Latin America, and what they do to children. And he said, and I couldn't be part of it and got out of it. So let me tell you, at the end of the day, John Brennan, it's all about children. And folks, they're not just screwing them. To them, it's the ultimate selfishness. Just come into a room with a 3-year-old and just take a knife and just gut their ass. That's what Joseph Mengele would do. He'd take 4 or 5 little kids every morning out, feed them chocolate bars in his car, hit them out on a country road, and then he'd just shoot them with his Luger. That's what he did. Other people like to rape them. Other people like to stab them. Other people like to torture them to death. Other people like to slowly kill them. Other people like Mengele like to, you know, cut parts of their brains out and put it in other brains and pull their eyeballs out with pliers. I mean, that's what they do. And so at the end of the day, it's about torturing children. That's what the demon wants. The thing in them wants children. And so just remember, when you look at the Democrats up there, they want children. You know, Joe Biden just wants to have sex with them. That's what we know, his family all has sex with each other. He's just a total pervert. That's bad enough. But, I mean, you know, so he's kind of a low level. He's not into pulling their eyeballs out of their teeth out with pliers. All right, we'll be right back in 60 seconds. Please stay with us.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out, a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
And we have a domesticated, dumbed-down population in the first world. We have an enslaved, starving population in the third world. We have a worldwide shutdown now causing total collapse. Giant third world armies are being brainwashed and prepared to march on the United States and are already coming in. They're marching by the millions on Europe. The UN is involved in planetary takeover using the threat of their exaggerated virus, along with the threat of the giant migrant hordes that they control and the threat of economic collapse that they control to usher in planetary government. And all of it was in documents in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and 2000s. Remember Lou Dobbs? All those secret North American Union documents where it was, they're going to use viruses, they're going to use migrant waves, they're going to use economic crises to bring in one world government for global crises, a global solution. And it's an authoritarian world government that wants to depopulate you and make you poor. And it's run by rich communists that are above the law and don't pay taxes but want you to live under communism like John Brennan. And big tech is their control arm to do it. And now John Brennan, we played it twice last hour. I'm not going to play it again. It's on InfoWars.com. John Brennan gives his plan away. Biden officials move in laser-like fashion to identify, root out political opposition from the population. They said Christians and even libertarians are not welcome. You will be rooted out. You will be imprisoned. So it is official. The purge is here. The storm of the globalist is here. Yes, the storm was coming. Brennan is probably the latest cue. All right, let's go ahead and take some phone calls ahead of Gavin McGinnis joining us. All right, let's talk to Chase in California. Chase, you're on the air.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. A few years ago, you had that reporter contest. I tried out, and ever since, I just continued on. I want to thank you for giving me that push and encouragement to do so. Hey, you know, it doesn't take very much research to find out that China is celebrating their Biden puppet. There's three headlines right now on Asia Times, which, of course, is the CCP mouthpiece for propaganda. First one says, the making of U.S. empire at the dawning of its end. The second one says, Biden affects buoys the Hong Kong stocks to 20-month high. And the third one, more disturbing, says that China tightens strategic control of rare earth minerals. They just put out a new law. They're putting.
Oh, listen to this. Richard Inhofe last week at the CFR said, America's done. China's the future. Ah, ha, ha. Biden will mark the end of America. They literally put a guy in that can't talk, can't even hardly walk, to make us look weak so everybody divests and leaves to China, which the left, the average leftist is a complete idiot. They're trying to get free tuition and free this or that when there'll be no economy. So it's up to us. That's Trump's key. Trump for 4 years tried to stabilize. The last year they shut the economy down with COVID. But Trump and all of us have to point out that we can stabilize. We could have business here if there wasn't prohibitive globalist systems blocking it and unfair trade systems. And so now that hell's going to hit, people have to know the globalists did it. Please continue.
Yes, and the big thing is those rare earth minerals, of course. That's all the technology.
Start over with your three headlines, because I've got the similar headlines here. They are celebrating. They are saying it's the end of America. They are saying we crushed Trump. Goodbye, scumbag. I mean, they are saying we control you now. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, yeah, it's dawning of the end of the American empire. It's the Hong Kong stock market. It's all 20-month high. And you know, as all this negative is out there, when you kind of have to laugh sometimes at the, for instance, the Brennan thing. When I heard Brennan listing off all those different groups he wants to target, my mind went to the old movie Blazing Saddles. There's a scene on there where they're saying bandits and robbers and card sharks and outlaws, horse wranglers, gunslingers, and libertarians. When exactly did standing up for the values of Thomas Jefferson become a bad and evil thing?
This is a communist. On record, he says he's a communist who's invested in China, who literally makes money when we go down, telling us it's the end of our country, and big tech telling us America's racist and bad when big tech Apple has the worst death camps on record in China. That's mainstream news. They run death camps, but they fund Black Lives Matter, so it's okay. Thank you, Chase. I appreciate your call. Excellent points. Yes, it's insane. But the average leftist, a person in that control room is a great guy, and he's worked here 18 years now. His sister was a wonderful person. She became a socialist and a communist. And now she said, I love Xi Jinping. I hate America. I mean, she'd never been to China. I asked him. She has no idea what it's like. Paul Watson went there a couple times, like four or five times, and he said, it's hellish. Old people just fall down and die on the street, and just maggots are all over them. It's boiling them, piles of maggots, and they just got to kick the bones into the gutter. At most of the big factories, the children as young as three are chained to a power pole and defecate on the side of the street, and then maybe get one meal at night if the parents make enough money. Oh, but here, if you spank your child, the CPS takes them. They're undermining us with the Clyde and Piven strategy. Okay. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Michael in Canada. Let's talk about why Trump failed. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I can tell you why I think Trump failed, but first I'd like to do a little bit of a product plug. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Can you hear that?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Hear that?
That's just mixing it in a glass. That gives me some gas for the day. If you don't have it now, you get it now. 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. My opinion on why Trump failed is early into his administration. The one thing he failed to do was pardon and hire and bring in Julian Assange. With Julian Assange, I mean, yes, he did break into the DOD computers when he was 14 years old as an Australian national. Yes, that's a crime. Underage crime. He now knows better. He could have brought in a lot of the white hat community, and they could get through a lot of these encrypted apps where all these...
No, I hear you. Trump did not have anybody to help him against the cyber attack still being run by Brennan and Obama's stay-behind networks. Obama basically never really left office. And so now they kept most of their people in, and so now they'll just seamlessly continue with the third term of Obama. Because Biden's really with Obama. Brennan's really with Obama. And the people that control Obama. So it's very, very nasty, very, 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 very dangerous. But shifting gears from Assange to Assange, Trump really screwed up not giving him a pardon, but this is why Trump didn't do it. He was reportedly told by evil turtle Mitch McConnell that they will allow the Senate trial and will convict Trump, even though that's not constitutional, he's a private citizen now, that they're going to go ahead with this trial in the Senate. That's why they put 100 day on it. We're going to wait 100 days to see if we're going to go ahead and continue with Trump's impeachment in the Senate if he doesn't do what we want. So see, if he goes away quietly and lets them take over, then they might leave him alone. But I think that's a Damocles sword over his head, and I don't think Trump should let them bluff him. I think Trump, but look, Trump's been in the arena. He's done a lot. I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon of bashing Trump. It's just that certainly he should have pardoned Assange.
Early in his tenancy as presidency, I think that that would have helped him greatly and would have saved the republic.
Well, hindsight's 2020. If he wouldn't have fired Flynn early on when they were targeting Flynn because Flynn was a patriot, I agree. But that's all behind us now, brother.
Assange is bigger than anybody. Assange is the key maker to everything. He could get into all the encrypted apps that all these backstabbing Democrats and Republicans are doing back-channel chats on.
Well, look, the CIA could have done that better than Assange ever could if they weren't working for the globalists. They have been vetting. They set the CIA up in 47 under British intelligence and the globalists to take America over. It's been anti-American since its inception. I appreciate your call. And some people say, oh, my God, Assange is so incredible. Assange is a talented person, and I think a good guy overall. But, I mean, he's nothing compared to what Snowden put out. And, you know, you got Snowden hiding out in Russia. All right, thank you for the call. You got a bunch of other callers, Chris, Adam, Scott, John, William, Gerald, Trent. We'll get to a lot of you. But first, we've got the man, the myth, the patriot, Gavin McInnes, joining us to talk about these crazy times on the other side.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Worldwide, Gavin McInnes is our guest. I am your host, Alex Jones. And wow, remember back in 2012, now 9 years ago, time's flying? Infowars.com was sent by an Army source, leaked U.S. Army documents outlawing a plan for re-education camps in America. And about 6 months later, the Army officially declassified it and said it's true, a plan to round up millions of Americans and put them in camps to re-educate them about their political views. Now, John Brennan, the communist, the guy that illegally spied on Trump, I already played this clip twice, but he came out and he said, we need to identify and root out, that means purge, Christians and even libertarians. He mixed in Nazis in the middle. He just said, anybody that doesn't go along with us, this is incredible. Kevin McInnes himself has basically become a political prisoner. Demonized, attacked, deplatformed, lied about. And he's going to get into Biden's imminent war on not just the right, but the left as well. And how he's going after domestic terrorists and anyone who supported Trump. This is the gulag in Gavin McInnes' own words from censored.tv. Gavin, thank you so much for joining us. This is incredible.
Our lives. And it's not just the government that is going to arrest us and send us to re-education camps. The brilliant thing about the fascists is they have a self-police. So they have their cops who are going to arrest us and a fucking commit. But the other smart thing about what they do is they have your neighbors police you. They have, like when Maxine Waters says, harass them at the gas station. So now we have our own family members, and this is right out of the Soviet Union, our own family members, our neighbors, the guy making our sandwich, they're all out to get us too. So their force is actually much larger than what you just see in uniform.
Well, that's right. That's always the essence of authoritarianism. And you'll see the reports in the U.S. and Canada and Australia. In the UK, just one, someone will call and say, I see six people, they're only allowed to have five, and they SWAT team them and slam people's heads in the ground, all for this exaggerated virus. I mean, wasn't the virus the excuse to get the martial law in, and now we learn it's permanent and it's political? Because they're announcing the same thing all over the world, we're coming after the nationalists.
You know, I know this barber who was in the Midwest. He's got tattoos all over his face, including a barber pole in his nose. It's a little nuts. But he's really into Confederacy stuff, Confederate flags and all that. And he kept having his barbershop shut down. So you know where he moved to experience freedom?
Where?
Moscow.
Wow.
He's in Russia now because it's freer there. I think in many ways, China, living in Beijing, I think you might have more free speech under certain parameters than you would here. We used to, like that guy, there was that book, Digital Gulag, and we used to talk about a gulag very metaphorically, even like 2 years ago. But now it's real. Now people who were there on January 6th are going to get rounded up, innocent or not, and under the auspices of catching white supremacists and domestic terrorists, they're going to get you, me, everybody. We're going to jail.
And there's no bottom. They admit they're going to go further from there. They're going to re-educate our children. They're going to tell our little boys, our really little girls. They're literally coming after our son's testicles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when Trump was first in office, my younger boy was in pre-K, and he told me he hates Trump. I mean, he wasn't even speaking that clearly because he was four or three. And he said, I hate Trump. I said, why do you hate him? He goes, because he doesn't listen. So The K through 12 propaganda has been going on forever, but I really feel like as of yesterday, it all came to a head. You know, like the frogs boiling on the frying pan. We just started getting third degree burns like today.
I agree with that. So do we jump out or do we embrace our destruction?
We have to keep fighting. It's in our nature. I mean, that's woodchucks. If you take a beaver and you domesticate him in your home, he's going to start chewing everything that's wood around the house. He needs to because he has to file down his teeth. And we're true patriots are the same way. We need to keep fighting. They take us to court, we'll fight it in court. We go to prison, we'll fight from prison. We'll fight to be exonerated. We'll file an appeal. We'll just keep going and going and going. That's the one good thing left in this country is that some of us still have grit. Some of us still want to fight.
Well, that was my next point. What about the instincts of people that genetically, because a lot of it is nature, a lot of it's nurture, but I think more of it is nature. A lot of people aren't just going to be slaves. They're not going to put up with it. They're going to instinctively fight this. And a communist takeover might have worked in China, where they were good, hardworking people, but had been slaves for thousands of years. In Russia, they'd been under the czars for 500 years and had been basically slaves. And they just replaced one form of slavery with something far worse. Even if America's gotten decadent and lazy and stupid in ways, the instincts are still there. And this is a big, flaming, over-the-top tyranny taking over. I mean, this is the most sickening thing I've ever seen, and it announces itself. I mean, even the Nazis and the Soviets were kind of quiet about what they did behind the scenes. These guys are out in the open.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you, genetic, and I think the reason communism flourishes is because there are people with communist DNA. There are people who like to tattletale, who like a lack of freedom. They like decisions being made for them. They don't like a menu that has too many things on the menu. Just give me the food. Just give me a pile of hot food. I don't want anything. But the rest of us, and I would say these genetic communists only represent maybe 30% of our population and like 80% of China's population. I think that China changed its DNA when Mao killed 80 million people. He murdered all the creative
people. Absolutely, exactly. They killed all the leaders.
Yeah, anyone fun. And that's the thing. This is what makes America unique. And the West, really. We've tasted fun. We've tried fun. If you were born in gray, then when they impose more gray, it doesn't really matter. But we've watched Blazing Saddles and Richard Pryor and Rodney Dangerfield. We've experienced the 80s. We've partied our asses off. We've made jokes that were offensive, that made people laugh. We've had movies that had, you know, very controversial bits in them. And we laughed at that, too. So we've experienced freedom before. And now that they impose this gray and say, you can't do this, you can't say that, you're going to jail if you do this, we're going to have the inclination to fight back because we know what's on the other side of this big gray wall, and it's color.
You remind me of the 1984 Apple ad where everybody's in gray marching. Here comes the Valkyrie female in her red shorts and throws the sledgehammer through the Big Brother telescreen, but that's what this is, Gavin. I want to come back and get into what's happening in the world, what you think Biden's going to do, what he's already doing, what you think about what happened at the Capitol, and how they're, again, arresting Joe Biggs. I mean, I know Joe, you know Joe. He didn't do anything. He didn't break anything. But just because he was there having fun, BLM can burn buildings down, Antifa can shoot people in the head, that's okay. But because he was having fun, they're now charging him with all of these felonies. We'll be right back with Gavin McInnes. He's at censored.tv. And folks, now more than ever, outposts like band.video and censored.tv are such precious oases, and they're exploding. But then they're trying to deplatform us and take our servers away and suing us and so much more. So that's why your word of mouth is so key. That's how we reach new people in this dark time so they know the truth. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Gavin McInnes is our guest.
This is Greg Reese from Infowars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at Infowars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfowarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
I know other people have had because they brought it up to me. And I have the experience 4 or 5 times a week. I will wake up in the morning, I've had a great night's sleep, and I feel optimistic about the world, and my feet hit the ground, and I remember we're under lockdown, we're under mask, we're under globalist takeover, we're under Agenda 2030, we're under the Great Reset, and I just feel so sorry for the public who think they're just complying with something because they're heroes, when really they're being inducted into a post-human communist system in Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates' own words. But you see, those are followers. It really is up to us. You could be black, you could be white, you could be Chinese, you could be Hispanic, who are leaders and who don't want to live on our knees and who do want freedom and who do have that inner code of not being snitches and do have that inner code of recognizing tyranny to stand up and be strong. And Gavin was talking about the 1776 DNA versus the 1984 DNA. One problem with 1776 DNA is that we don't like to run things. We don't like to dominate. We don't like to have to stand up and fight. We will. So we tend to put up with stuff because we don't want to be like the authoritarians. But we've reached the point of not submitting anymore, and things have just collapsed into the censorship and the control and the CIA director, you know, saying we're going to arrest Christians and libertarians. We're going to root you out. We're going to purge you. I mean, and now everything that was hidden is now being externalized. Hillary, 5 years ago, saying we need camps for conservative white men. Everybody laughed. So they're just opening it up that, hey, we want to arrest these people. We want to reprogram them. Now it's on every channel. I mean, Gavin, they are really planning to do this. What do we do about it? Because they've never been held accountable. They think they're invincible.
We have to turn it back on them. You know, if they want to use that kind of vernacular, that adolescent vernacular of you're a Nazi, you're white supremacist, we call them Nazis and white supremacists. You know, open borders only benefits rich white men in both countries. We call them Nazis. We call them fascists. We call them white supremacists. All these people pushing for diversity, all of their kids go to all white schools. Let's lambaste them on that one fact that there's two black kids at your school, and you have a Black Lives Matter sign on your lawn. Why did you move to an area that is so white? And why are your kids in all-white schools if you're so for diversity? You're lying, and we caught you. And we have to get legal. I think Lawfare is an important step. You know, I sued the SPLC. It's still sitting on the judge's lap. They filed a motion to dismiss. Then we filed a motion to dismiss. Anyway, it hasn't moved. It's a turtle sitting there. But I still got Morris Dees fired, the president to step down, their top head of legal to step down, their top researchers step down. I chopped the head off the snake, and we didn't even start. So the SPLC took a major blow just from the filing of a lawsuit. Ezra Levant over at The Rebel, he's suing like 50 people right now for calling him a Nazi. You can't roll over and take it. And you're right, the 1776 DNA, especially white dads. Like, we look at TV, we look at Homer Simpson, and it's just abuse, abuse, abuse. And we take it because we can. But eventually you have to go, all right, I that's enough with the Homer Simpson stuff. That's enough with the constant telling me how to live. That's enough with the silencing me, controlling the American conversation. We've had enough. This is it now. And that's where we're at right now. But the Biden, Chinese Biden world, Donald Trump Jr. just said, congratulations, China. At the same time, we're saying we've had enough. They have never been more powerful. So this is a major clash going on.
And Don Jr. is right to say, congratulations, Chi-Coms, because they're the ones that really interfered. They're the ones that really took over. And people need to understand their whole way of life. The average leftist thinks they're going to get free money out of helping sell the country out. No, they just lost their whole future.
I would plead to every socialist just to go to China once. I lived in Taiwan for a while, but we'd go to the mainland a lot to renew our visas. I used to teach English there, and we'd go to Singapore, Beijing, and there's no joy. There's no quality of life. They'll work for 11 months and then go back home for Chinese New Year. They don't see their kid for 11 months. You're not a father at that point. You're like a great grandparent or something, or a cool uncle. There's dogs in my building. This is Taiwan. There's dogs in tiny cages being bred for food. They're covered in blood and they're all wet and disgusting. And they roam the streets. People kick them. If you get hit by a car there, you're responsible for the person's hospital bills. So when they hit someone in the car, they just keep running over them until they're dead. So they don't have the bills. One time we were in Beijing, and a journalist wrote an article about police brutality. You know what happened next? The police beat him to death. So this utopia you see on the cover of a Billy Bragg record, Workers' Playtime, where the workers are all together in the fields with their giant scythe, isn't remotely close to true. It's just dirt and grime and death
and sewage and pollution and pain and gray.
Right. We're told America is the ugliest, most evil thing on earth because the globalists don't want a high example, so people aspire to that. We've got to be brought down so we're all in that giant globalist sludge, but they're in compact cities and armored countryside redoubts, totally separate from us, and we're all in the sludge. That's their plan.
We're all going to dress like Bernie Sanders in our big fat mittens and our gray coats if they get their way.
Continuing here, I mean, this is a real dystopic takeover. Why do you think they've launched it in such earnest? We knew they were planning it, they were building it, but it seems like they've just gone all out because populism scared them?
Yes. You see, this is the difference between the 76 DNA, say the 1776 DNA and the communist DNA. You and I want people to feel better. Like, look at Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal. The first three chapters are about you making more money, you thriving. Then he talks about growing up. But even when he's talking about his own life, he's talking about how this could help you. And this is how I collected rent. And here's how you make money here. You look at Obama's books or Michelle Obama's books, and it's all me, 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 me. You know, you look at someone like Cernovich, you, me, we're trying to tell people how to improve their lives, and then we want them to go about their merry way, right? The other DNA is the opposite. All they care about is power. All the Bolsheviks care about is power. The whole world can burn. The whole world, everyone can starve to death. You think Stalin cared about the 40 million people he starved to death? He couldn't care less. It's all about me and power and me.
Well, that's it. I love seeing other people do well as long as they didn't take it from me. I see that rising all the ships. The average leftist wants everybody low. They actually don't want prosperity. And even studies show they're like 9-10 times more likely to steal, like 7-8 times more likely to lie. They don't give to charity. They're just frauds.
Remember Margaret Thatcher brought that up. They said she was being criticized because the gap between rich and poor was the highest it's ever been in Britain, which was true. But that's because she privatized everything. So rich and poor used to be way down here. Then she privatized Britain, and now rich and poor was up here. The poor were still way richer. And she pointed out that Mr. Honorable Speaker would rather have everyone down here and be closer together than way up here. It's not that way in sports. It's not that way in any meritocracy. But the left doesn't want that. They don't want prosperity. And we have to keep fighting for it, or we're never going to see it again.
What are your predictions? We got one more segment, and I want to get to other subjects you want to cover. But in 60 seconds, what are your predictions for the Biden administration?
Open borders, massive open borders, a complete reinstallation of Obamacare. All of Obama's policies are coming back. Big tech is going to completely extinguish the right. No more free speech in America. They're going to start coming for our guns, Second Amendment, and the debt is going to explode. But the economy will be doing better because they'll stop talking about COVID. But so it won't look as bad. But when we sort of blink and have a look, we'll go, oh, we are making more money, but the taxes are going through the roof and this inflation is going to burst and we're going to be broke.
I agree. Massive inflation is here. And they're announcing the end of America, and the leftist media is celebrating China. It's like cutting your legs off and jumping into the deep water and celebrating it. It's totally insane. Why do they hate America? Why do they hate themselves? We'll be right back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Censored.tv is where you find Gavin McGinnis and other great, entertaining, informative, pro-human patriots from the left, right, and
from
center.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And look, I was against the Republicans and Democrats when they were a bunch of warmongers and stuff. Trump came along, was a populist, did a lot of great stuff. He wasn't perfect. He got surrounded. But now it's fashionable to bash Trump. I'm not doing that. We got a big problem in Joe Biden. But I'll put a headline out for the live feed of the show today. Remember, we are the majority. Don't let the globalists gaslight you. And, Gavin, I think that's what it comes down to. They're out of the gate saying, you're all insurrectionist. We're going to arrest everybody. We're going to arrest Christians, libertarians. He wants to widen the net out, I guess, to scare everybody and make us capitulate. I think he's bet wrong. I think he takes our kindness for weakness. It's the opposite. It's called restraint. But how do we point out that, hey, we really did win the election? We have all the numbers. We know the facts. And just let them know that we're not going to bow to this next level of intimidation. All their other intimidation hasn't worked. I don't think this intimidation will work either.
Yeah, it's a really strange demographic layout, isn't it? There's, say, 50 to 20% of this country is radical left. AOC, they're in office. They're judges. They're Supreme Court. They run the media. So they're a very powerful trill minority. And then they've told the other 30% of leftists to shut up or they're going to be in big trouble. So they're just standing back, cowering. Now this group, they've shut up their fellow moderate lefties. They've said the other half of the country, What is that? 160 million people are Nazis. They're white supremacists. They're dangerous. They have to be arrested. They can't have a voice. They can't have a job. And like, did you hear about Laura Loomer, by the way? She was put on a list where she can't have a gun. She had a gun at the time. She didn't know she was on the list. So she threw the gun away when she found out she was on the list. But she could have been arrested for having that gun. So we're going to silence you. We're going to arrest you with trumped up charges. And it's all going to be under the name of stopping domestic terrorism. Now, that can't work. You can't vilify 160 million people. They managed to vilify, you know, weirdos like you and me, but they can't vilify old ladies and Christians and libertarians. It can't possibly work. So the free market is going to push back. Elon Musk is talking about his own internet where there's freedom and you can't be canceled. We hear talk of Trump starting his own MAGA media where, you know, what Fox News was hoping to be back in Obama days, he could sort of pick up OAN and all these other channels that CNN is trying to get canceled. You can't cancel half of the most powerful country in the world.
Do you agree this is because they're weak, they're doing all this? They know they stole it. They know it's a fraud. No one will come to his inauguration. I mean, it's a paper tiger.
Yeah, it's – well, that who craves power? The weak crave power. I don't crave power. When I see someone doing well in a Maserati or someone wins the lottery, I high-five them. I go, congratulations. Oh, you sold your company for $100 million? That's amazing. I hope you have a good money guy. I hope you're not going to get taxed to death. That's how we feel. These other people go, I want that money. And it's really revenge of the hurt. That's a term I saw recently talking about Hollywood and how it's these sort of sexual deviants who've been ostracized in their little towns. And then they finally move to LA and they can get revenge for feeling weird for all these years.
Because all the little people from little towns are coming to be stars. They can get them on drugs and abuse them. And that's why some of these guys are pedophiles, because full-size, you know, real women reject them because they're so creepy. So they want power over a 10-year-old girl. It's sick.
It's revenge. This is all about revenge and power. And those aren't noble pursuits. That's not a good thing to have in your
heart.
Let's
be clear. It's like revenge because they have the 1984 DNA. They could be black. They could be white. But there is the 1984 DNA, the 666 DNA versus the freedom DNA. It really is there.
Revenge is poison. And you carry that poison, it's a real curse. Like it's satanic almost. Like telling all black people that no one likes them, that they live in a racist country, that if they study their asses off and get a degree in accounting, no one will hire them because they're black. And if someone gets up when you sit down and moves, it's because they hate you. Because that's a real curse to put on someone. That's cruel.
These are curses, and then everybody has chips on their shoulders, and then no one can work together, and it's the ones actually telling us all this are actually the people that are doing it on purpose.
That's why they mentioned libertarians. That's why Brennan mentioned libertarians, because it's anti-freedom. If I can't control the narrative, then other people can go and prosper, and I won't be in control of it. I want to control everything. I want to have them in these little groups. It's such a macabre inclination. Like, I can't imagine being like that. I was talking to a cop the other day, and we were talking about the SPLC's hate map and how, you know, if you've seen it before, it looks like a map of McDonald's. I mean, they're everywhere. And to think of America like that, and to think of every little town having these hate centers where people are planning to deny the Holocaust and send blacks back to Africa and murder innocent children, like to feel that way is just depraved.
And what's even crazier about it is, the Southern Poverty Law Center has been caught running major terror groups like Oklahoma City and Elohim City. They've got billions in secret offshore bank accounts, and they're tied into German intelligence and others. So it's a very sinister anti-American organization that claims it's fighting racism, but evidence shows secretly funding it.
No, it creates hate. You know, when I was a kid, I was a punk rocker in the 80s, and there was a thing called the Heritage Foundation, I believe. And what happened was Canada was mostly white people, right? There wasn't hate. It wasn't an issue. It didn't come up. And it's a brand new country. We got our national anthem in like 1972 or something, 1980 actually, the flag 1970. So anyway, there's not this group of hate. Everyone's new. It's a clean slate country. And so they get, I don't know, 90 million to fight hate. So this company starts writing these pamphlets going, we need to keep Canada white. We need to fight racism and all this stuff. And they keep handing them out until young lost souls, men without fathers, start going, yeah, that sounds kind of cool. I guess that's true. And when I was 18, Nazi skinheads were everywhere. And it was created by the government. with this one program. And they do it here all the time. Someone gets online, let's go kidnap the governor. And eventually you put that up to enough people and there's going to be some sad loser who goes, yeah, okay, that might give my life meaning. Ah, we caught him. We caught another domestic terrorist. We're going to be seeing so many of these bizarre honeypots preying on the weak.
Well, that's exactly what the Boogaloos are. I'm not saying every member is, but clearly they all break into the Capitol. They don't get in trouble, but Joe Biggs drinking a beer does. I mean, you can see the setup.
I mean, I told Proud Boys, I said, don't go. This is a trap. You went on November 4th. You got stabbed and ended up hospitalized. Bevelyn Beatty had a punctured lung, and the media story was police give Proud Boys preferential treatment. December 13th, a guy comes hunting you at Harry's. You guys come outside, he stabs four of you. The story is white supremacists surround poor innocent black man. What do you think is going to happen on January 6th if you go? No matter what you do, if you jaywalk, they're going to spin that. Even if you get murdered, they're going to spin it. And they did. They did with that woman who was shot by what looks like a Secret Service guy. She's an evil person. She deserved to be shot.
Ashley Babbitt.
Ashley Babbitt. It's a trap. So much of this stuff is a trap. And then when people don't show up, they just make that the narrative anyway. Like, I was talking to my liberal wife about this, and she's like, well, what about the truth? I go, honey, these stories are written before they happen. They just stick in the pieces.
I haven't played this yet, but Frontline has a new piece out on me. And they have three videos where I said, don't attack the Capitol. Stop, stop. They edit that out and have me saying, attack the Capitol, and then edit me in from the beginning when I wasn't even there. I mean, this is next level.
Proud Boys were there. Some were there as civilians, but as a group, they said, we're not going. If you're there, then you're on your own. You're not part of the club. It's not a representation of the club. And I saw this viral thing. It's got 3.2 million views. And they photoshopped Proud Boys wearing Proud Boys gear at the Capitol. And just made it so. It's this guy, Dan Winslow, I think. He writes fiction for a living, and he's trying to sell this, like, Trump's army is about to kill everyone. They need to be arrested.
Gavin, you've got to come on more than every few months. I'm really glad I reached out to you to come on. I'm glad you reached out about the particular video where I was saying, if we don't wake up and take action, this is where we're going. I wasn't trying to be gloom and doom. I think you liked it, that I was being, you know, this is how bad it is.
Yep, and to everyone who's about to experience your life and my life, you got to keep your head up, and you got to get over things you can't control, and you got to understand that the news is going to lie about you, and people are going to try to frame you. You got to lawyer up and keep your nose to the grindstone.
That's right, because imagine if we didn't resist the left, though. There's no end. They'll just keep going because the next most radical becomes the next radical, and there's no end to it.
We'd be in camps.
Can you believe everything we talked about has come true?
Now, remember when the Veritas exposed the Bernie bros saying, look, if you were a Nazi, you got to go away to a camp and learn how to not be a Nazi. And that sounded eccentric, but it matched your 2012 scoop. And now it's becoming normal parlance. AOCs, they're probably going to try to glorify them and say they're actually really nice. It's like a resort.
Yeah, what are you complaining about? They're building them all over the world under UN directive to hold people that don't follow COVID rules now. Notice it's not for COVID. It's for not following COVID rules. 6 months ago, we got the Canadian document. People didn't believe it. Now we have video. Canada is leading it in the Western world. All right, you can find his great work at censored.tv. Get Off My Lawn is his show. A lot of great shows there. Gavin McGinnis, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks, Alex.
God bless you. Good to be here with you in the 21st century. All right, Steve Quayle, your call's coming up. Don't forget, band.video is where you find all of our videos and more. And don't forget, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for months. Boost your immune system, multivitamin mineral liquid, InfoWarsStore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.